Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. We'll have Dom's Money Melody coming up a little bit later. Do you remember when we first talked with Jennifer Say and that ad we just played for you on YouTube? I'd love to see that. It's a little bit longer, maybe, in the Super Bowl. Maybe some kind benefactor would put it on. It would be revolutionary to see that. She is the founder and CEO of XX-XY Athletics, author, filmmaker, and I didn't know this, retired gymnast. We first met her with the blow up with Levi Strauss. It seems like 5 years ago. Well, Dan was here. I'm not sure if it was five or four. And it was at the height of woke that she got caught up in and made national news. She joins us here again in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Jennifer, I didn't ask how well you are because this company is a great idea. So you must be on it.
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Well, take us back to what the dispute was. You were a person who struck me as a classic. You know, you weren't somebody who was very, very conservative or anything. And it got to be, as I remember, just too much, the whole woke atmosphere that we were in.
Well, I actually was a lifelong Democrat until pretty recently, and it was only 2 years ago. It might seem like five, and certainly I feel like I'm aging in dog years. But it was in the beginning of 2022 that I actually resigned from Levi's. And what happened, and I worked there for 23 years. I mean, I lived in San Francisco for over 30. I worked at that company for 23 years, worked my way all the way up the ladder, loved the brand, where it's still. But during COVID, starting right from the beginning, in March of 2020, me and my husband were very opposed to lockdowns and school closures and all the restrictions on all of us, but children in particular. And I was very outspoken about that. San Francisco, as you might imagine, did not love that. And I was harassed and bullied, and people posted my address online, and people came to, you know, chase me down the street and called me terrible names, and people, you know, called the ethics hotline at the place I worked to say that I was a horrible murderer and racist. You're going to ask me, why are you racist?
Yeah,
you think
exactly.
Schools should open. Yeah, I mean, at the time, take yourself back. If you believed that, and my kids went and still go to public school, which was certainly unusual for an executive, not just at my company, but any company. So, you know, while executives in corporate America are sending their kids to open private schools, they're all screaming at the rest of us that we can't advocate for open public schools. But the reasoning back in the day at the time during COVID was, well, public schools are disproportionately populated with black and brown children, which is true. And therefore, if you want them open, you don't care if those children die. Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. So anyway, it's so dumb. So it was, you know, I would call the COVID policy sort of woke adjacent. And certainly woke arguments were being used to say we all need to stay home forever. And it became kind of a platform or a pillar of the progressive, quote unquote, progressive left. And so going against that, you know, you put yourself in their crosshairs and open to cancellation, which is, you know, essentially what happened to me. So I made the decision to leave, and I had to figure out what I was going to do next. And I realized very quickly that I was forever banished from corporate America, because every time I interviewed for any job, they asked me if I would apologize for what I'd done.
Yes. So you reinvent with this, though. This is really taking on a lot. And Riley Gaines is a fixture on this show, Jennifer, but I never even knew about Nellie Gaines, and then I think you have some of the volleyball players. But a question, Still, we don't have some of the bigger names in female sports feel that they, even today, can speak out. I think some of them can't be canceled, like Serena Williams. If she just said anything at all on this front, I don't see her being able to be canceled. What is the issue, then, with getting some of those people to be involved?
Well, I'll just point out, I think the latest polls, and certainly, post-election, this was a major issue in the election. I think the latest polls show somewhere between 70 and 80% of Americans have common sense and think that women's sports and spaces should be for women only, because it's obvious they believe in biological reality. But there's not a single Olympic level, close to Olympic level, or high level professional athlete or coach of women's athletics that has spoken out on the issue.
Wow.
They're terrified.
Yeah.
They're terrified because you get a dragging and you get threats and you get, I get threats to my employees. I get threats to my whole family. And these are fairly credible threats. I'll just leave it at that. But beyond that, the names you get called are horrible. And I'm not sure I agree with you that these athletes don't have much to lose. They don't want to be called the names and they don't want to be tarred and feathered as a right-wing bigot. But a lot of these companies are still sort of holding fast to the wokeness, and I'm not so sure they wouldn't lose some of their more lucrative contracts if they stood up and said something. Now, that said, I think that's cowardly. The types of athletes you name have, enough money to last them the rest of their lives and then some. So how about standing up and doing the right thing for future generations of athletes?
Well, look, I'll concede to you. You're the expert on this. You actually live it. I'm trying to take the biggest, the ones that I from afar know, and I'll concede to you. And if you believe even they would be hit back on, that tells us why it's so necessary to have apparel like yours, companies like yours, and the Riley Gaineses and the others of the world to be out there. So in your view, now Martina has done this. She's not active anymore.
Yeah.
She's lesbian. All these things that you would think would go a long way to insulate her, but then she backs away after she says it a little bit. It seems like she comes and goes, maybe to your point that you still can't do it.
I think she's a pretty strong voice on this issue, and I don't know that she comes and goes. She is still a committed Democrat, and so, she hasn't seen the insanity on this issue and the Democrats, making this a pillar of their platform, it hasn't caused her to question any of the other things that they stand for. But she's pretty fierce on this issue. I don't see her really backing down at all. But to your point, she hasn't competed in many, many years. I think she's in her late 60s at this point. It's amazing. It's great to have her on the team. And I think having a diverse group of women from widely varied political backgrounds is important, because this shouldn't be political. This is about truth and fairness for women, basic biology. I was on a tour this summer with Riley and Martina and a lot of women from very different backgrounds, and we all are willing to stand together on this. But I'll give you another example. There was a congressman, Seth Moulton from Massachusetts, who after the election spoke out and said, I don't want my daughters, I'm sure you talked about it, getting run over on the playing field. There were calls for his resignation, people on his staff quit. And then there was just a bill, and he voted against it. He voted against to protect women and girls in sports. So clearly he didn't like being called names. He thought that he might not get reelected because of it. And so I guess he is willing to sacrifice his daughters so
there
that he can stay in office and not get called mean names. Like, it's rough out here, I'll be honest.
General, let me interrupt. Tell us something about the clothing company now. We get the theme from this. Tell us about the clothes.
I'm in this to win it. I was a longtime executive at one of the best and most loved brands in the world. We're making amazing products. My goal was to be part of changing the culture. Brands influence culture. We can't just rely on legislation. And we need to get these 70% of the people to stand up and say, we're not going to take it. And I think brands can be really part of normalizing ideas. And so I want to make world-class products, world-class marketing, like the ad you just referred to. And that in and of itself, I think, normalizes standing up for women and girls and the protection of our sports and spaces. That's my goal. But this is not a gimmick. We make outstanding product. We have an average of, 5 stars out of 5-star reviews on the product. So, you might come for the mission, but hopefully people will stay for the product.
But your point is very well. That's a big point, too. If it's a brand, in wearing that brand, First of all, it has to be high quality stuff. Yeah. But you're also sending a message because you may, you know, in certain circles, you may have people that look negatively toward that. What's the signature, if there is one, in your apparel? Yeah. Is there one particular thing for women?
There absolutely is, for women and men. And it is our logo T-shirt. It's this black tee with a big green logo. That's sort of our color scheme. And also there's a hat that goes with that. We make it in men's and women's. We have various cuts. And it's a very bold statement, the logo, that says XXXY Athletics, which basically simply states the fact that there are two sexes, and that is it. Sex is binary. Let's respect that in sports and in life. And it's become a symbol of this movement. And I will tell you, you know, when I go to my daughter's soccer games on the weekend, I wear my shirt every time. And every time another mom leans in and she says, you know, I agree with you. And so I think the T-shirt, the brand, the product, it provides permission for people to stand up and say this very true thing. They haven't felt that they had permission because the loudest, meanest, craziest bullies have had the microphone. And so those of us with common sense need to stand up and say it out loud. We cannot be silenced by the bullies.
Exactly. Where's the website? I haven't seen the product in stores around here, so where do I go?
You go to the website. We're only online right now. We're only 10 months old, so hopefully in some store soon. You go to thetruthfits.com.
Thetruthfits.com. Boy, I'd love to see this on Shark Tank, but I don't think they would do it. It would be very, very good. Well, Jennifer, you talk about resilience. I mean, you have taken the lemon and made lemonade with this. And just the upside that I see, though, during the collision with these female volleyball players, some of the San Jose State and some even on the team of the or opposite teams, they all refused to play. I know there were forfeits, but they're being sued even by the teammates of the person in question. That didn't happen before with Penn and Leah Thomas, so it is moving forward.
Oh, we're making progress for sure every day, but I would just, you know, caution people not to get complacent. We still need everybody on board. We need to continue this fight. But you're right. You know, many teams, many individual athletes pushed back on the San Jose State University team who fielded a male player, including the captain of that team. But look, the coach of San Jose, or the assistant coach, I should say, from San Jose State University, Melissa Beatty Smooth, she just got fired just a couple days ago.
Right. Yep.
Because she pushed back.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, this fight is still very much happening. I think we have quite a ways to go, and we need everybody on board with us, because I think once the people stand up and use their voices, we can't lose. So I just recognize there's, you know, a road ahead. You know, we're prepared for it. I think, you know, Trump has done his part, but this did not start with legislation or executive order. It's not going to end with it either. It ends with us, the people.
The website, one more time, Jennifer, say?
Thetruthfits.com.
Jennifer, thank you. Please keep us in the loop for developments here anytime. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Say here. That didn't seem like 2 years ago. It seemed like to me many years ago, but thetruthfits.com. And you heard the logo T-shirt, XX-XY, and I think people will pick up on that. Now, this is a very relatively small group of people but their anger and their ability to just go after people and get away with it. Are the Williams sisters, somebody like that, Serena Williams, would they be canceled if they spoke out on this? Who are some of the females that would be pretty hard to cancel? Maybe she's right. Maybe they're still afraid they would be canceled too, or at least they'd be hurt really badly. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. It's time right now for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
So the money gone.
All right, we are playing today for a four-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City Boat Show in partnership with Progressive Insurance at the Atlantic City Convention Center, February 28th through March 2nd. For more information and tickets, visit acboatshow.com. All right, Dan.
Yeah, Dom, let's do a cover of Bread today. Why not? Dom, this one comes on an anniversary of this group's fifth single hitting the U.S. charts and charting for a couple of weeks. But, Dom, this band, led by an individual who was controversial at the time, but now would fit right in 2025. We're talking about what defines the 2020s. I already said transgenderism. I'd say maybe this guy fits. So, Dom, we want to know who it is covering this song today. Let me get it queued up. And you know what? One more clue. You know what? I'll give that after the song. Take a listen.
Okay.
You sheltered me from harm, kept me warm, kept me warm.
Sing along.
You gave my life to me. You set me free.
So, Dom, this guy's now in the news because the trademark of his band name might be in jeopardy. The band name came from him being a gay man lead singer, teaming up with a black Briton on bass, a blonde Englishman on guitar, and a Jewish drummer. They came up with their group name and put out hit after hit. Dom, we want to know who that group is today, covering Bread's Everything I Own.
All right, so hit us with that, and you're off to the Atlantic City Boat Show. 855-839-1210. Coming up, too, President Trump, it's leaking out as we speak, is signing an executive order. It appears to be tomorrow. I'll give you what we know about it. Dismantling the Education Department. Details on that and your guests coming up on Talk Radio 12.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Damn.
Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Let us know today, either the person or the band, both of them, I guess, in play, that is covering this all-time song.
Kept me warm. Kept me warm.
Sing along.
You gave my life to me. Set me free.
All right, let's go to John in Habertown. All right, John, who's covering that song?
Boy George.
All right, we will accept that. Thank you, John. I'll put you on hold. Who's the other answer, Dan?
Culture Club, his band. Dom started a three-week run at number one on the U.S. single charts with Karma Chameleon on this day, their fifth U.S. top hit. And as I said, in the news right now, because Boy George's career on the line, he could lose a trademark to a stage name, and his band, Culture Club, 12 pounds in, or 12 million pounds in debt.
Wow.
Not good. Not good. But yeah, congratulations there. Boy George covering. You know, this is probably one of the more well-known covers that I've done recently, but it's a good one.
The recorded version, this live version
is pretty bad.
All right, congratulations to John. Off to the AC Boat Show. All right, a couple things to update you on. One, in addition to the side question, pickleball actually has pickleball silencers.
What?
Apparently with the racket, as I understand it, or the pickleball that you use, the ball that you use, now I'm not sure if that's regulation then, would not make as much of a sound. Do you hear that over in Chestnut Hill, where 300 people turned out? And Jim Kelly was telling me about this morning. They talked about it on the morning show, the silencer. He didn't realize how annoying the sound can be, as much as they overreact. The constant pop, thousands of times, it is pretty loud. Henry, you had something on that?
I think it's crazy to complain about the noise a pickleball makes.
Well,
if you were nearby, it
does reverberate. You got to imagine. Well, that's a little too quick. But in Chestnut Hill, there are several. There could be five or six of these going on at once.
And it's nonstop popping.
It's nonstop popping. It's within a second to a second and a half of constant popping. And if you have five or six courts, it reverberates pretty well. I, you know, haven't been there to, well, I've been there. I played there. The distance that would be involved. They overreacted, though. You know, they vote for Krasner, but they get 300 people out to overreact to pickleball. But
priorities.
I think there have been restrictions, and this seems to be, in America, we always have a new invention. I haven't heard the silence pickleball.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right, so here's the normal sound of a pickleball.
Right. Yep.
And then here's the silence sound of a pickleball silencer.
That's better. I think it's better. Yeah. The
normal.
Pop is not as distinct.
Silenced.
Yeah, it's a deadening effect. Yeah, I think it's better. Now, again, thousands of times on a Sunday afternoon, they have regulations up there. It's so popular, they even have advertisers on the chain link fence in Chestnut Hill. So there are homes that surround its...
are they advertising knee reconstruction surgery?
No, it seems to be IRS stuff or tax people with the pickleball. And it's a lot of people that, by my guesstimate, are under 35.
Really?
That play their regular.
I thought there was like an AARP advertisement up there.
No. And they play a game that's pretty quick. The reaction's pretty quick. It doesn't go too many points. You know, I don't prefer it over tennis, but it's younger people. Mobbed. You have to take a number and all that stuff. They have times up, put your name in. There's more pickleball courts growing.
They're everywhere.
Yeah, but I think this is the one that's... It shows Chestnut Hill, vote for Krasner, but worry about this. All right, one other thing before Pastor Bill Devlin, who travels the world, is going to call, and he's back from Syria, I think. He has firsthand experience with USAID, USAID, and sees how corrupt it is. It's been teased out all afternoon. Look, Trump cannot get rid of, by executive fiat, the Department of Education. But he's issuing an executive order, and this one must be carefully more crafted that I think is going to drop tomorrow. And what it will do is it will start to try to dismantle the Department of Education. As I understand it, not just staffing, but take out of the Department of Education some of the functions. I see it as just a vehicle for Democrats to do things like bludgeon American schools if they didn't follow the transgender policies that we saw in the Biden years, threaten them. In the Obama years, they would threaten, you'll be in trouble if too many kids of color are the ones being suspended. That will be seen as suspect, your suspension rules. And there's even a sense in that one school that was sadly shot up with a lot of casualties in Florida, that the student in question had a lot of suspensions, but they were afraid to deal with them because of these directives. So by having this one vehicle, the federal government, that's tapped into the schools, they can enforce a lot of these policies. Trump is trying to dampen that. Congress will have to, I think they're going to concede, get rid of it. You cannot just get rid of it. I know that's what the pledge is always. I'll get rid of the Department of Education. It's going to take action in Congress, but you can greatly mitigate what it does. That's what the executive order is going to do. You know, until I see it in print exactly what it is, then I can't say more. By the way, Gitmo prepares. Right now, I'm looking at Lawrence Jones at the military being sent to Gitmo to reinforce that they are going to be sending people there. It was a trip of the lifetime to see what was going on there with the terrorists, who are some of them still there. But in Gitmo, they are getting ready for upwards of 30,000 people to be sent there. All right, Pastor Bill Devlin with us next. Also, we'll ask you that question, something that is very much the 2020s. Let me go to the great Joe of Exton to get his today. All right, Joe, good afternoon. What's very, very 2020 to you?
Yes, hello, Dom. Good afternoon. Regarding trends, I'm beginning to notice news commentators speaking with a British accent,
In America. That's a great one, Joe. And I'll tell you, I can't stand it on the Golf Channel. They have like five of them.
Oh, it makes sense on the Golf Channel.
No, it's horrible.
It's the only place that it works.
It's horrible on the Golf Channel.
So
the accent gets tiring.
You can see them there with a cup of tea as they watch the golf.
Oh, no, no. It's the shows, the golf shows, Dan. It gets to be like overdone, Joe. I agree with you.
Now, regarding this affair with Phil Murphy hosting an illegal immigrant, the commentator was describing Murphy's actions in a distinct British accent. And then, every now and then, the American media invites the British broadcaster, Piers Morgan, to come to America and broadcast on American televised talk show.
Yeah, he's very much in demand, Joe. Thank you, Joe. That's a good one. That's a good observation.
Shots fired at Stuart Varney, it sounds like.
He's Australian.
Is he Australian?
Yeah, I believe he's Australian. Okay. I don't think he's British. He looks more Australian to me.
He does look like he can wield a nice knife.
I believe he's Australian.
No, he's British. Derby, United Kingdom, yeah.
Oh, I always thought he was Australian. Okay.
He's a Brit.
855-839-1210. Hit us with something very 2020s. We've had AI, Taylor Swift, several others that were really tough. Hit us with that. Something, a trend, food, person that fits. Coming up, Pastor Bill Devlin travels the world helping people. He sees USAID, USAID up close, and all they're doing with it is reining it in from its excesses. At least that's what Marco Rubio's doing. It's under his command now, and he's making a simple statement. The money that you spend has to benefit American policy around the world. You would have some of these people believe that China is going to dominate the world if we don't stop Elon Musk on this. That's what the narrative is coming out today. All right, time to celebrate American Heart Month with Rescue Natural Supplements. For nearly 40 years, Rescue Omega-3s have been providing people with the essentials to fortify heart health, reduce inflammation, and support healthy cholesterol levels. That's why it's the best time to dive into Rescue's February special. Right now, Rescue's most popular products, their premium omega-3 fish oils that I take, are buy one, get one free exclusively for radio listeners. Just use the listener code OMEGA50, OMEGA50, when placing your order. Call them at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code OMEGA50 online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Don't forget to use that code OMEGA50 when buying one bottle of Rescue Omega-3s to receive that second bottle free. Again, use the code OMEGA50. Fortify your heart, support a healthier well-being with a Rescue Omega.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, Dom Giordano, several people. Mary, I'm coming to you. I want to get your reaction to that commercial. I'm thrilled that we had Jennifer Say on, but that clothes company that you can wear that shows you support what 80% of the American public do. But, you know, that brand in certain places in Philadelphia could be difficult. Pastor Bill Devlin is the ultimate globetrotter. The mileage is astounding. All the years, it's close to 30 years. I don't know, maybe even more that I've known him. And he has a bird's eye view of what really works to help people in places like Nigeria, you know, really difficult circumstances versus USAID, USAID that we've been talking about due to the Trump administration. Rubio particularly has been really spot on in what he said about it. Let's go to Pastor Bill Devlin calling in on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, God bless you, Dom and Dan, just in from Kampala, Uganda. And I just want to encourage people on that are listening to the program, don't call California psychics. Call me, and I'll give them my number.
Sure.
I can give them their destiny right over the phone. But Dom, you know, I just am in from Africa, and I want your listeners to know, think about this. In 2024, 44.2 billion with a B money of tax dollars was given to USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development. There's a great story today about this in the Washington Times. And most people don't know that USAID, our foreign aid program, was actually started by none other than President John F. Kennedy in 1961. And here's breaking news. That money, Dom and Dan, was never intended to be a permanent place of handouts. And the five African countries I work in, Nigeria, East Pokot, Kenya, Egypt, Khartoum, Sudan, Malawi, they all say that that American money has created a national cultural dependency in their countries, and they really don't want the money. And not only that, during the Obama and Biden administration, that money was tied to the trans agenda. And the Obama and Biden administration said, unless you promote, and these are African countries that are culturally conservative, unless you promote the trans agenda, you don't get the money. So countries like Uganda, Kenya, Zimbabwe, they said to the American government under President Obama and Biden, you can keep your money. We don't want it if you're asking us to support same-sex marriage.
Yeah, and Bill, sorry to interrupt, but that's the core of what Rubio is saying. Aside whatever Musk is saying on this, you know, I mean, he can go wild. That Rubio is saying this has to be with the policy of the United States and actually helping people through that agenda, not some ideological nonsense, many times dreamed up by these people at USAID, that actually will undercut what we're trying to do, like with these African countries.
Yeah, and they have to fly the LGBT flag at the embassy, and otherwise they're not going to get the money. The other item that is not being discussed is the UN Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, that was created in 1949. And not only does USAID have a lot of institutional rot, but also UNRWA. If you can imagine, until Trump pulled the funding for UNRWA, and that's the aid agency that has been supporting Gaza and the Palestinians since 1949, we gave $360 million of our tax dollars out of UNRWA's $1.2 billion budget. Meanwhile, serious allegations against senior management people in UNRWA, including but not limited to sexual misconduct, nepotism, abuse of authority, and our money that we paid to UNRWA was being funneled to Hamas. Dom, I've been to Gaza 33 times. I've been in the UNRWA-funded schools, and those schools that are painted blue and white, and there's dozens of them from the north of Gaza to the south of Gaza, that's where Hamas is hiding weapons. And so as a result of the institutional rot within UNRWA, $360 million, even the European Union, Switzerland, Netherlands, Belgium, and the U.S. pulled their funding out several years ago. And then even a Christian organization, World Vision, that was sending tens of millions of dollars to the Palestinians, Mohammed El-Halabi, back a number of years ago, was the director of World Vision there in Gaza, and he was caught sending millions of dollars to Hamas through World Vision, and he was sentenced to 12 years. And interestingly enough, Dom and Dan, Mohammed El-Halabi was just released yesterday with 182 other Palestinian prisoners by the Israelis in exchange for the three Israeli hostages that were taken. So the rot continues at USAID, and the rot continues at UNRWA, and that's why we're grateful that finally Rubio and Trump and others have called in and said, we're no longer going to fund this idiocy. And again, all my African colleagues, Dom, what they're saying is that that flow of money not only came into their countries with strings attached, which they rejected, but it also creates a national and cultural dependency, and they don't really want American money. They'd rather say, let us develop our own selves and build up our national dependency upon the people we have in our countries to the glory of God. So we're grateful for this mess being cleaned up and that Rubio and Trump have come in with a mop and a squeegee and have eliminated this age because this aid, because it's too much dependency. And that's not from my mouth, but it's from the African leaders that I work with in those five countries.
Nobody better. Thank you, Pastor Bill Devlin. Thanks for that report. Appreciate it very much.
All right. God bless. Talk soon.
Pastor Bill Devlin, just saw that Tulsi Gabbard has cleared the committee. Apparently, it looked to me like on Fox, they did meet in secret. The vote was 9-8, meaning along party lines, 9 Republicans, the Intelligence Committee, to 8 Democrats. And you heard that Susan Collins was going to vote to clear Tulsi Gabbard. It was also, I think it was Rounds, the other one, there was some question about, 9-8. That's not immediate, or with RFK Jr. It seems like they won't vote with the full Senate until next week. But this was the more perilous area. All they needed was one Republican to vote against her, and that would have been a big hurdle. Instead now, you may figure that McConnell, maybe Murkowski, Collins voted for her, so that's taken away a no. Are there other Republicans that possibly could do this? There would have to be two more. One more, and she'd be okay. Two more, and that's it. That won't be to sometime next week, so we still have another week of this back and forth. With RFK Jr., similar situation here. And Cassidy voted, the guy who's a doctor, the senator from Louisiana, voted for RFK Jr. So far, Kash Patel is the only one out there. I don't see that they're going to stop him. There's nothing we know on that that would be different. It was Gabbard and Kennedy were the two where there were questions. Would they make it? They haven't made it yet, but coming out of committee was where I think it was more difficult. All right, so 855-839-1210. We're coming to your calls. It's a lightning round next. Something from the 2020s, these first roughly 5 years that we're just getting into. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat on the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. Something that is very 2020s here. Fisher Pine Leslie with school board meetings being the center ring. Yeah, COVID related. And binge watching. Wanted to get a quick comment, though, from Mary first here on Talk Radio 1210 in Upper Montgomery County. Mary, I can tell that you were really intrigued by Jennifer Say. Why?
Oh, absolutely. My daughter-in-law fights in the UFC, and so we have these conversations all the. So we have these conversations all the time, just you know, as a family about men, whatever in women's sports. And there was even I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, a woman in the UFC got into the octagon, and she didn't even know that it was a guy. And she like had a crushed skull. And it is hard enough to succeed in women's sports. Women against women. And I just think it's such a travesty. And when I saw that ad yesterday online, like I had goosebumps. Like those women are so strong, and not just physically and skilled at their sport, but they are strong, like with that iron soul to go and do what they do. And I am so proud of them for not getting in the pool, not getting on the court, and just saying, no, enough is enough. And I am just tickled to death.
Well, I hope that we see, I'm going to get one with these shirts all over the place here, Mary. She's right.
That
brands can help to drive an issue that 80% of people agree with us on.
Yeah. And I mean, I just think it's about time. And I am just thankful that, in a sense, I don't want to say that the tide is changing, but this is the beginning and we need to change it because I'm a grandma now. I have 5 grandkids under 5, and I want my granddaughters to play the sport of their choice and to excel. And I'm just tickled to death that ad came out and it's getting the support, and I'm looking to get some t-shirts too.
Thank you, Mary. Thanks for a great call. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony. Earl, what do you have today?
Do you have time for a song?
Well, I guess a little bit, maybe 30, 40 seconds, yeah.
Yeah, 30-second song. Yesterday you were talking about, the clip with Chuck Schumer talking about his Super Bowl party with guac and Corona. And do you really want to be taking party advice from Chuck Schumer? We're on 4th of July. He's serving raw burgers with cheese on them and cold hot dogs because he didn't turn on the grill. So it inspired me to write this little song. Oh, yesterday went to the store, heard a disturbing rumor. They say the prices are going to be going up, all because, according to old Chuck Schumer. What will I pay? Where are the prices going? What will I pay? It's all because Trump is acting up again. I can't afford guac or Coronas. I'll be eating raw burgers in Chuck Schumer's backyard. I'll be eating cold hot dogs in Chuck Schumer's backyard.
Bravo.
Bravo. I know it's very difficult to do. We're all on the spot. Great stuff.
Late Grammys entry right there.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, the Grammys.
Record of the year.
Grammys will be calling here. Earl, we'll accept your award. You have to wear the right suit. What's your...
I put out an album, but Dan is so selfish, he takes 2 weeks off in the summer and spends it with his wife instead of spending time with me in the studio. So
there you go. That's right. There you go. All right, Earl, what's your
side? My side question is, there's always been healthy eating. You're probably old enough to remember Yule Gibbons and Grape Nuts, but lately the whole craze with clean eating and getting rid of a lot of preservatives and additives and extras, and with RFK Jr. and the MAHA movement, it looks like it's going to continue into the 2020s where we're going to be eating healthier. Even junk food will be healthier.
All right, there you go, Earl. Yeah, we're going to be doing beef tallow and not seed oil. Robert in Bensalem, I think our last hitter on this. Robert, what do you have today?
Hi, Dom, Dan, good to talk to you. I'll be quick. While it's not as all-encompassing as AI, I believe my answer really embodies the insanity and the cultural chaos over the last 5 years, and that would be simply the pregnant man emoji.
That is
a
great one.
You guys have a great day today, all right?
That is a great statement of the 2000s. We talked transgendered, woke. Is something maybe fading already? All right, Henry, we'll start with you. What did you like through all these calls today?
Yeah, I really liked Earl's answer there, the clean eating, because it's always been eating healthy. But now we're really looking at what's in our food. They're going through all the ingredients. And, you know, like a vote for Trump, a lot of them were votes for RFK because they want to see cleaner food. So
It is amazing to me that Trump, with the McDonald's stuff, and yet, The mom's part of this, bring it into the coalition, the clean eating. I've heard it in the Chipotle ads a little bit, right?
Yeah, they say clean all the time, clean, fresh. They really hit on those buzzwords.
Yeah, and maybe I'm not sure that people past 35 are exactly knowing what they mean when they're saying they're eating clean, like who's cleaning up, but it's coming. It's a trend. Dan, how about you?
I think I'm leaning towards either Joe of Bordentown with virtual reality or Gary of Newtown with AI.
Yeah, I think Gary of Newtown with AI. It's like an overwhelming answer. I was thinking take it off, don't take it off. I'm going to vote with Gary of Newtown today with AI. Yeah, sadly, it's going to be the trend continuing, just continuing forward. All right, so the Trump administration news tomorrow already. Going to draft an order to abolish the Department of Education. Can't do it without Congress. So it will be about taking it down from within. That will be big news tomorrow already. People on Twitter saying, oh, my God, how in the world are we ending education? You're not ending education. Philadelphia public schools will continue to turn out, substandard product, as usual. They'll go on their mission with or without the Department of Education. But we'll have that tomorrow, and also a couple of other things coming off RFK Jr. and Gabbert. They're on to the next rung, the full Senate on both. Are they home free? They're going to need 4 votes against them, either one of them. I don't think those Republicans are there to vote against him. And Fetterman might even vote for RFK Jr. You might see that happening. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at DomShow1210, at DomShow1210. We'll keep you abreast of all those developments. Coming up, I didn't even play Randy Weingarten today. I'll play it tomorrow in conjunction with this. Rich Cioli's next for four big hours to take you home today on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.